hearing this playing of the offertory music, a number of young children, apparently young Kennedys, boys and girls, boys in surplices and little girls in little white dresses, are coming forward to the altar rail. And probably, this is probably part of the offertory procession in which they are actually bringing forward ciboria, which are the gold vessels which contain the communion wafers which are given to members of the congregation. And another one carrying a book, a missal, and another one carrying a cruet with some wine in it, and so on. And all this is being brought forward as part of an offertory procession, which, again, is a fairly recent innovation, or I should say renewal in the Roman Catholic liturgy, because it's the kind of thing that used to be done a thousand years or more ago and now is being done once more. This small procession of very small people, three, four, five, 6 years old, that kind of thing, moving forward, Kennedy children moving forward, following one of the acolytes, and moving across the sanctuary up to the altar, each one bearing a vessel or some item that's used in the Mass, and bring it on up now to where Archbishop Cook is, and carrying it right on up to the altar. Now he receives from each child the ciborium, or whatever it may be, and in turn passes it to one of his assistants, and then the children themselves, each one, there's young John Kennedy, for example, turning away and moving on back down, back to their seats in the congregation. This is all part of something designed to give members of the congregation a sense of participation in the Mass, to show that they really are offering the Mass along with the priest, along with the celebrant. Archbishop Cook is moving up and taking his position behind the altar and facing the congregation, and will continue his part in the Mass from that position so that he can look out to the congregation as he offers the Mass, and the congregation can see him face to face. At this point in the Mass, ablutions take place. There's a ceremonial washing of hands. It's called the lavabo. But actually, we haven't quite got to that point yet. Archbishop Cook is just now taking the chalice. One of the officers of the Mass, one of his assistants, is pouring the wine and the water into the chalice. And Archbishop Cook is reciting very quietly the prayers of offering, of having already offered the host the wafer. He now takes the chalice and holds that up and says the prayer of offering. Mm-hmm. now the ablution has just taken place in which Archbishop Cook read the selection from the 25th Psalm, which begins, I will wash my hands among the innocent and will encompass your altar, O Lord, a prayer that's usually called the Lavabo.
Brethren, pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty.
And the Lord receive the sacrifice of your hands. Pray for your name, for our
O Lord, be merciful to the soul of your servant Robert, for whom we offer this sacrifice of praise. We implore your divine majesty to grant him eternal rest through this offering we make in atonement for sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Archbishop Cook has just recited the secret prayer, and now there are responses back and forth with the congregation leading up to the preface. And this preface used at Requiem Masses contains that remarkable quotation which Archbishop Cook used in his eulogy, that we believe that life is not taken away but merely changed.
That we always and everywhere give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In the same Christ, the hope of a blessed resurrection has dawned for us, bringing all who are under the certain sad sentence of death the consoling promise of future immortality. For those who have been faithful, O Lord, life is not ended, but merely changed. And when this earthly abode dissolves, an eternal dwelling place awaits them in heaven. Therefore, with the angels and archangels, the thrones and dominations, and all the militant hosts of heaven, we continuously praise your glory in song and say,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth.
This is the beginning of the canon of the Mass, the most solemn part of the Mass, and it's called the canon because it never changes. That is to say, other elements of the Mass change according to the nature of the occasion, according to the time of the year, according to the feast that's being observed. But the canon of the Mass remains the same, and it's, of course, in the canon of the Mass that the consecration of the elements takes place, and this will proceed as soon as the singing of the Sanctus of the Holy Holy is completed.
Thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, we ask you to accept and bless these gifts we offer you in sacrifice. We offer them for your holy Catholic Church. Watch over it and guide it. Grant it peace and unity throughout the world. We offer them for Paul, our Pope, for myself, your unworthy servant, and for all who hold and teach the Catholic faith that comes to us from the Apostles.
Remember, Lord, your people, especially those for whom we now pray. Remember all of us gathered here before you. You know how firmly we believe in you and dedicate ourselves to you. We offer you this sacrifice of praise for ourselves and for all who are dear to us. We pray to you, our living and true God, for our well-being and redemption.
In union with the whole Church, we honor the memory of the saints. We honor Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We honor Joseph, her husband, the Apostles Peter and Paul, Andrew, James and John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, the martyrs and all the saints. May their merits and prayers gain us your constant help and protection. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Father, accept this offering from your whole family.
Now, this is a concelebration with the Cardinals Cushing and another cardinal joining with Archbishop Cook, and you hear that the prayer is being recited by all of them as they approach the consecration.
Amen. Bless and approve our offering. Make it truly spiritual and acceptable.
Let it become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord.
The day before he suffered, he took bread, and looking up to heaven, to you, his almighty Father, he gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this and eat it, all of you. This is my body."
With the consecration of the host, it's raised up high. And now we'll follow the consecration of the chalice.
When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this and drink from it, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, the mystery of faith. This blood is to be shed for you and for all men, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, you will do it in memory of me."
And once again the bell rings as the chalice is raised for the congregation to see and worship, and Archbishop Cook genuflects, and the Mass continues.
So now, Lord, we celebrate the memory of Christ your Son. We, your people and your ministers, recall his passion, his resurrection from the dead, and his ascension into glory. And from the many gifts you have given us, we offer to you, God of glory and majesty, this holy and perfect sacrifice, the bread of life, and the cup of eternal salvation. Look with favor on these offerings, accept them as you did the gifts of your just servant Abel, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your priest Melchizedek. Almighty God, we pray that your angel may take this sacrifice to your altar in heaven. Then we receive from this altar the sacred body and blood of your Son. Let us be filled with every grace and blessing, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Remember, Lord, those who have died. They have gone before us marked with the signs of faith.
When this prayer is said, there is always a pause after the phrase, "Remember, Lord, those who have died," for members of the congregation to mentally supply the names of their beloved ones that they want to pray for, and sometimes the name of the person deceased for whom Mass is being offered is said, but it wasn't in this particular case. I should correct something I said earlier, that Cardinal Cushing was among those who were concelebrating. That's not true. He and Cardinal Dell'Acqua are at the predues, which are little prayer stools, in the sanctuary facing the altar, and the Mass is actually being concelebrated with several other priests along with Archbishop Cook.
To Christ our Lord.
Through him you give us all these things. You fill them with life and goodness. You bless them and make them holy.
Through him, in him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
We are now prepared for the prayer of the faithful, and everyone will participate standing, saying the Lord's Prayer together.
And formed by the Word of God, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, we beg you, O Lord.
Well, as you heard, on this particular occasion, Archbishop Cook chose to intone the Lord's Prayer, and that was done, and some members of the congregation apparently joined in. And now he's delivering another prayer, which is called the Liber Nos, Deliver Us, and it's a paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer, and actually invokes the help of a number of saints, and really is the same kind of petition as the Lord's Prayer, but a sort of a development of a carrying on of the idea.
And sheltered from all turmoil, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Archbishop Cook, the principal celebrant, is now breaking the host which he had consecrated earlier, and he actually delivers a prayer for peace at this time. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. And there follows the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, which is one of the most eloquent petitions of the Mass, and particularly at Masses of Requiem. Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world, give him peace. Archbishop Cook now is beginning the recitation of three prayers which precede the communion, and he's now holding up the host for the congregation to see.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Speak but the word, my soul will be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Speak but the word, my soul will be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof.
It's now actually the communion time of the Mass, and the first one to receive communion is the principal celebrant, Archbishop Cook. He'll be followed by, after having taken the host, which he has just done, he will then drink from the chalice, and he will be followed by those who have concelebrated with him. And then there also will undoubtedly be great numbers of people coming forward in the cathedral itself to receive communion. First of all, a group of the young acolytes, all cousins of the Kennedys and members of the family in one degree or another, have come to kneel before the altar. Apparently, they're going to receive communion almost immediately. More acolytes are lined up in a row beyond the first row, which contains about seven or eight youngsters in black cassocks and white surplices, and they too will be receiving. Meanwhile, the choir is beginning to sing. Of the Kennedy family are coming forward now to the altar rail, and Archbishop Cook is giving them communion. He holds in his left hand the ciborium, which has the small individual consecrated hosts, which are given to laymen. And as he takes each one from the ciborium and places it in the mouth of the person receiving, he says, Body of Christ. And the person who is receiving communion acknowledges and assents and asserts his faith by saying, Amen. Members of the congregation are coming forward to receive communion now, and this is a procedure that may take some time. In the Roman Catholic Church, on most occasions, communion is given only under one kind, that is to say, only the wafer, the consecrated host. In some special occasions, it can be given in both kinds, that is to say, the members of the congregation may also take a sip from the chalice, but all of this is necessarily very time-consuming, even when communion is given under only one kind. And if it's done too rapidly, of course, the question of indecent haste. So this is a solemn thing. And it also is a question of logistics here, because members of the congregation have to come forward and find their way to the altar and then make their way back. The most usual and expeditious way of doing this is to have them come up perhaps the center aisle and return by the side aisle, something of that sort. Otherwise, there are all kinds of collisions. And it is a problem, a traffic problem, even in a very large church when a great number of people receive communion. It's very likely we'll soon have some more music from the choir or the orchestra, which is there.
Shut up.
Organist there at St. Patrick's Cathedral is Dr. Charles Colwan, and we have been told that we will hear a Panis Angelicus. It's been composed, as you know, by many composers, and possibly sung by Richard Tucker, but we haven't heard that yet.
Oh.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
We have finished the communion of the Mass, and now the congregation is rising for the final post-communion prayer recited by Archbishop Cook.
Of your servant Robert, which has departed from the world today, grant that once delivered from his sins, he may receive forgiveness and eternal rest. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. The Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord.
Archbishop Cook is now moving around to the front of the altar. We are just about at the end of the Mass. He may give a blessing, which is the threefold blessing that bishops give. If we'll just listen for a moment. No, he has come on back down to the faldstool where he was sitting at the earlier part of the Mass and has taken a seat there. And I presume we now will have the absolution of the Mass, although I do see a lector walking over to the lectern, and perhaps we'll hear another reading of some kind.